listening to the hottest internet station.
We're not mean or anything like that, you know what I'm saying?
I have a lot that I wanted to share.
We don't do smut papers.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you.
On LR Media Group Radio, live from the Public Figure, with your host, LaDonna Ray.
Good morning, everyone. I am LaDonna Ray, and you're listening to Life in the Public Figure. I'm so glad you tuned in. Let me tell you what the show is about. We pay tribute to those that have paved the way. Public figures, people that we all know, people that say, I love you for supporting me. But now we tell them how much we love them, and we interview them right here on Life and the Public Figure. So it's November. Already, the Christmas tree decorations are starting to go up. Window decor at Macy's is looking quite fabulous. Here in Chicago, we get excited about Christmas because we're not excited about the gray skies and the cold weather, but we are excited about the holidays and the warm weather. What can I say? So already they have started spreading a little Christmas cheer, and I'm just a little confused because we usually wait till after the turkey day or the turkey is carved or the turkeys go on sale. They haven't even started selling turkeys yet. I'm waiting on the eggnog to go on the shelf at the grocery store. But anyhow, for those of you that are wondering what I want for Christmas, don't sweat it. I'm a simple girl. Apple Watch, MacBook Pro, a new one. I'm really easy. Just a gift certificate to my favorite hairdresser, maybe a nail spa day, a trip to Vegas. Hey, I'll go to Bermuda at this point. So I'm just saying, I'm simple. And my friends, people that really know me, they wouldn't dare agree with me. But don't pay them any attention if you ask them if I'm a simple girl. All right, let me talk to you about Chirac. Chicago, unfortunately, is known as Chirac. However, Mr. Spike Lee has shot a movie right here in Chicago called Chirac. Now, the trailer was released a few days ago. We've got some people in an uproar, especially those from Chicago, and it's mainly because we are very sensitive to what's going on with the gun violence here in the city. I understand from a Spike Lee standpoint what he was trying to say. And you know what? He might be on to something. As silly as it may seem, us women, girls, ladies, females, we have more power than we get credit for. Let me tell you something. We are born leaders, but we have to settle. Some of us feel like we have to settle for some things that the brothers are coming to us with, like sagging pants and guns and other things. Because why? We outnumber them. Let me tell you something. I don't believe in a piece of a man is better than no man. I believe in if a brother comes to me wrong, I'm going to tell him where he messed up and we're going to move things along. Not necessarily in the direction of us getting together, but in the direction where I'm planting a seed and he realizes that that's not cool. Something that happened to me most recently. I was out shopping, had my two boys with me, two little boys with me, and a brother stepped to me kind of on the sly. I think I found my wife. I ignored him. I heard him, but I put my boys in the car. And when I put them in the car and closed the door, he said it again. Yeah, I think I found my wife. She's right in front of me, right before my eyes. I said, oh, really? He said, oh, so you did hear me. I said, yes, I did hear you. He stepped closer. Mind you, his pants were sagging. His shirt has so many branded positions on it that I thought he was a walking billboard. But he couldn't have been with the pants sagging, right? He actually felt confident and felt like he was really walking with swag, holding his pants up in one hand with his phone out in the other. I said, you look like we're about the same age. Yeah, okay. Why are your pants sagging? Oh, my belt. I said, no, boo-boo. You a little bit too old to be using the belt excuse for your pants falling off your behind. I don't want to look at your underwear. We're not there yet. In fact, we'll never get there. Not at this rate. So, ladies, maybe we should lock it up and hold it back and hold on to it and say, look, you are a part of something that is detrimental to my community. I am not going to give in to your shenanigans. You put the guns down until you stop with the foolishness, until you take care of your children, whatever's on the list that the men aren't doing in any community. So, women, use your power. I won't say what kind of power it is. And go see the movie. Figure it out. You know how Spike Lee does. It's always some type of hidden message with a little humor. I'm going to go check it out. What is it, December 4th when it comes out? I'll be right there. In fact, I might get invited to a private screening. You never know. And I'll tell you all about it. For those of you that follow me on Facebook and Twitter, social media alone has allowed me to kind of express what's going on a lot of different sides of what I'm interested in. But it also gives me an opportunity to give back. Right now is Miss Clark. Miss Clark is a pre-kindergarten teacher that is so dedicated to her students and has decided that her children are not going to miss out because of budget cuts. So I've taken position of being her publicist, if you will. Not just her publicist, but working with the school in general. Well, Miss Clark is up to it again. Now, I don't know if you guys checked it out last week sometime, where WGN Television covered the fact that she brought the pumpkin patch to the school. Now, I was able to facilitate the donations, and she was able to come up with the idea and put together the beautiful experience that the children had in, like, they went to a pumpkin patch, and they didn't miss out this year because of budget cuts. And phone calls have been pouring in about people that want to donate and help with getting them to the pumpkin patch next year. Great, great job. Let me tell you something. We also have Christmas holidays coming up, or the Christmas holidays coming up, and Miss Clark has said one more bring it to the kids or bring it to the school idea, and that is Christmas around the world. Miss Clark is looking for donations of either artificial or live Christmas trees. And if you want to donate a live or artificial Christmas tree, let's start with artificial. You might have an extra one or one that you're not using this year that you may want to donate to her Christmas around the world experience for 2015, so that the pre-K children, not just the pre-K children, but the entire school up to eighth grade can experience Christmas around the world. There will be individuals that will talk about how the Christmas experience is in their own native countries. And this will be a great experience for the children so that they can see the rest of the world right in their backyards. So if you want to donate, let me know. You can call my office at 312-602-9626. And that's if you want to donate an artificial tree or a live tree. And we also need decorations. As far as Christmas around the world, I'm going to put that on my to-do list. I would love to see how Christmas is celebrated all around the world. And I would love to be able to tell my children that we don't necessarily have to stick with one tradition. We can share other traditions. And this is what Miss Clark is trying to do. So again, if you want to donate a tree, let me know. Call my office, 312-602-9626, or go to my Facebook page, and that's LaDonna Ray. That's LaDonnaRaeh.
You're listening to Life and the Public Figure with your host, LaDonna Ray, on LR Media Group Radio.
When you think of Fab Cupcakes, don't just think of cupcakes. Think of an entire dessert menu, fresh baked cookies, custom cakes, and of course, our signature cupcakes. Newly started in June 2013, Fab Cupcakes has already been featured as one of the top five best Black-owned bakeries in Chicago. Our daily items are baked from scratch in small batches every day, as we use only the finest and freshest ingredients. Invite our decadent sweets to your next event. Fab Cupcakes is located at 514 East 162nd Street in South Holland, Illinois. To place your order, call 708-589-4601 or visit us on the web at www.fabcupcakes.net. That's F-A-A-B-E cupcakes.net. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Here's the spelling again, F-A-A-B-E cupcakes. Fab Cupcakes, an extraordinary experience. We accept MasterCard, Visa, and now Link.
Seabury, 1368 and a half East 53rd Street in Hyde Park, Chicago. You'll be amazed at Seabury's assorted toppings, self-serve smooth, delicious frozen yogurts, as well as our tasty, creamy sorbet. To warm you up this winter, try our steamy, flavorful hot chocolate
and hot apple ciders. We also cater special events.
Think of us for your holiday treats on the web at myzberry.com or call today, 773-855-8754. Seabury, Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Yo, what's up? This is Rick.
And this is Lawrence from In Condition. And you're listening to LaDonna Ray on Life and the Public Figure.
Hey, what's up? This is your girl, Selena Johnson. And you're listening to my girl, LaDonna Ray.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Tony Terry. And I'm chilling with my girl, LaDonna Ray, on Life and the Public Figure.
What's up, beautiful people? This is Vanessa Fraction. I'm here with my girl, LaDonna Ray, on Life and the Public Figure.
Shoulder sideways, smack it in the air. Legs move it side to side, smack it in the air. Legs move it side to side, smack it in the air. Shoulder sideways, smack it in the air. Smack it in the air. Legs move it side to side.
You're listening to Life and the Public Figure with your host, LaDonna Ray. Life and the Public Figure with your host, LaDonna Ray, on LR Media Group Radio.